From his hospital bed today, Russia's leader Boris Yeltsin made a radio address to assure his citizens he would not leave office. Before the broadcast, Yeltsin met with Russian security chief Alexander Lebed to discuss progress in a peace plan with Chechnya. Russia's prime minister, Viktor Chernomyrdin, reluctantly sat down with the leader of Chechnya's rebels and agreed that Moscow will help rebuild the shattered republic. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Yesterday didn't go very well for Russia's rising political star, Alexander Lebed. As he stepped before the country's communist-led parliament to explain his Chechnya peace deal, many deputies booed and hissed. They denounced him as a traitor for postponing a decision on the main issue of the 21-month-long Chechen war, whether or not the republic can secede from Russia. Today, Lebed appeared back in control. He finally got in to see the man who asked him to settle the war in Chechnya, Boris Yeltsin. The president has pointedly avoided meeting with Lebed since the deal was signed on August 31st, in what many commentators thought was an attempt to distance himself in case Lebed's deal fell apart. But it hasn't. Although Russian and Chechen forces both complain of ceasefire violations, in general the truce has held. And Russian troops are even pulling out of Chechnya ahead of schedule. In a nationwide radio broadcast today, Yeltsin gave Lebed his clear support, although not without claiming some of the credit himself.
My aide, Alexander Lebed, fulfilled my instruction and stopped the military conflict. The most important thing is he succeeded in stopping the bloodshed.
But after his meeting with Lebed, a tired-looking Yeltsin made a strange television appearance from his hospital room, saying he had, in effect, refused to accept the security chief's resignation. Yeltsin's office later explained that Lebed was upset over a recent presidential appointment. Then late this evening, Lebed and Russia's Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin held private talks with the political leader of Chechnya's Muslim rebels, Zelimkhan Yandarbiev. Both Yandarbiev and the Prime Minister have expressed doubts about Lebed's peace deal, and Chernomyrdin said he only consented to the meeting after much pleading from Lebed. But they all emerged tonight with what they call a joint declaration of principles. They agreed to set up a commission that will try to revive Chechnya's economy and form a governing structure. Although Yeltsin also focused on Chechnya for part of his radio address today, his main goal was to send a message to his own critics, a message that he's still in charge despite his illness. In the first of what aides say will be regular radio broadcasts from the hospital, Yeltsin insisted that he is, quote, in touch with what is going on in the country. And in a shot at those who've been calling for his resignation, he told Russians not to remove his picture from government offices just yet.
Some see the president's illness as a pretext for not doing anything, working for their own benefit and spawning petty intrigues. I said before the elections, and repeat now, don't rush to change the portraits. The country has a president and an active president at that.
His aides say that Yeltsin has started updating the public by radio because it's, in their words, the cheapest and most democratic mass medium. But given that Yeltsin has looked increasingly ill in recent television clips, radio has one other obvious advantage. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.